I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 9/28/2021, Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist, supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying, it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there is not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year, was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD. And I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong. And I know of only one reason, that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Rentz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
And thank you.
By the way, I have to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, very, very, very excited about today's program. I got to tell you, wow, there is a lot of pushback in the realm of the demonic on this show today, and it makes perfect sense to me, to be honest, because we are really, really going to expose some darkness today here on the show. I want to let you know right up front to my TECN TV audience, TECNTV.com. I have been asked by the illustrious Kenneth McClinton, who is the founder and CEO of TECN TV, to be the guest host of his program for an hour this evening. So that'll be from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central. I will be sitting in for the illustrious Mr. Kenneth McClinton, the captain of the ship, for 1 hour. And I'll be doing that for the next 7 weeks on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, for that 1 hour. So it'll be fun stuff, and I look forward to being with you. And I have no idea who's going to be with me, if anybody's going to be with me, or if it's just going to be me, and you're just going to get my smiling face again. There it is, smiling face. Okay, I've got to work on that, you know, with all this damage here. Maybe I'll tell you, maybe I'll actually tell you a bit more of my story. I was telling one of my guests that this morning, and he was like, holy smokes, what? So anyway, maybe I'll tell you a little bit about that. I don't know, we'll see. Whatever the Lord leads, that's what we'll do. But it'll all center around conservatism. All right, next hour, Douglas Burton joins me in the next hour, and we're going to break a story for you that is truly a heartbreaking story, but needs to be told. And it's the story of one Deborah Emmanuel. And I'm going to leave it right there, but there's a lot that's going on right now in Nigeria when it comes to what's happening to Christians and believers. And you're just, it's news that's nobody's talking about. Nobody's getting out, and it needs to be out there. So we'll talk about what's actually happening over there and what's going on. All right. So that's coming up. Bottom of the hour, this hour, Matt Long is back from the Texas, GOP convention in Houston. We'll get his eyewitness account of the booing of, John Cornyn. But in addition to that, there's several things that took place there at the convention, and we'll get his updates on those things. And can Texas stay red? And I said that to him last night. He said, look, it was just a convention. You're asking bigger questions than we're able to figure out. But yeah, so we'll talk about it. We'll get that for you coming up. Joining me now, though, and I'm really pleased. I want to thank Elizabeth for connecting us. And I'm again just really grateful for what she is doing. And she is really fighting a fight on the front line this coming Thursday, 2 days from now, the 23rd. There will be a hearing that will be there to decide standing and whether or not the continuation of a case goes forward. And the case has to do with the evidence that suggests that Ilhan Omar and her story about citizenship just don't add up. And that, in fact, she breached the age wherein she could assume citizenship under her father, or because of his citizenship, and the numbers just don't jive. And my next guest has done a deep dive into this, brought this to people's attention. No one wants to pay attention to it, so she's now running against Ilhan Omar in the Democratic primary, thus giving her standing. And I welcome to the program A.J. Kern. A.J., welcome. Pleasure to have you. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Sorry, I needed to grab a sip of water. I could, my lips and my mouth were just deciding to dry up. It was like the Sahara or something. I don't know. Anyway, all right, there we go. Well, so AJ, I guess the first question that people would want to ask you is, you know, I mean, what interested you in this? What caused you to look at this situation and say, hey, this isn't right. Something needs to be done.
Well, I lived in Minnesota. I moved there in 2003, and got involved in education issues. Wrote for the St. Cloud Times for a year. I had one column a month, and so I was writing on refugee resettlement. And I've lived in Iran when I was a teenager, So I have some pretty strong feelings and thoughts about that on Islam. But I one day noticed that Ilhan Omar's birth year of 1981, it was on her state biographical page, her U.S. congressional page, and on Wikipedia, and on numerous interviews. And I thought, well, let's see. Her family came to the United States March 8th, 1995.
Okay.
They have, at a minimum, a 5-year waiting period before refugees may apply for naturalization.
Okay.
So her father could apply March 8th, 2000. And I did an age calculator, and it turns out she was 18 when her father was eligible to apply. And there's no evidence that he ever naturalized, and there's no evidence on paper that she naturalized. And even if she was born 1982, as she has changed her birth year on her state page, her U.S. congressional page, and on Wikipedia, she changed her birth year late May 2019. So you're almost 6 months into her first term in Congress. She changed her birth year from 1981 to 1982. And the interesting thing is, this was just a few days after I did a very amateur video in my living room. I posted it to social media, and I went through the whole step of why she could not have derived citizenship through her father because she was 18. But anyway, if you hypothetically say, okay, we'll say you were born in 1982 and you were 17, he had to naturalize between March 8th from start to finish, the whole naturalization application process to the end, before her birthday, October 4th, 2000. So you're looking at about a 7-month time frame. And today it takes between 14 and a half to 18 and a half months to go through the entire process. So I find it very highly unlikely. And we know that the Secretary of State did not verify her citizenship, because you can go to ajkern.com and see my visit to the Minnesota Secretary of State's office. I had a friend record it. And what they said was, we do not require proof of citizenship, because if we did, we would be violating the law, because there is no law requiring us to do so. So number one, the Secretary of State's office is aiding voter fraud, because if you're foreign born and you go to Minnesota Secretary of State's office, you may register to vote. The state legislature should address that. The Republicans, I'm sure, saw my video when I did it way back when, and they've done nothing. But the thing is that when it comes to a federal political race, the Secretary of State's office is wrong. There is a law. It's called the United States Constitution, Article 1, Section 2, Clause 2. You have to be 7 years a citizen. So what we have is probably, most likely, a foreign nationalist sitting in Congress and on the Foreign Affairs Committee, and then she is meeting with heads of state with Pakistan, Turkey, and who knows what else, and she's got ties to the Muslim Brotherhood. And I prayed about this and thought about this. I tried to get candidates in the race in 2020 to file with the court to because they would have standing to request the court to verify her citizenship. No one would do it. They're all afraid of being called birthers. In fact, Ilhan Omar's attorneys, in their response to my complaint, are accusing me of being a birther. But that's ridiculous, because I am not looking for a birth certificate from a third world country.
Right.
I'm looking for official naturalization records that our government either has or doesn't have. So,
and that are required. And they're required. If she's going to be a United States member or a member of the United States Congress, we don't want foreign nationals representing us in Congress. Our Constitution tried to make certain, because of the times that it was created, they wanted to make sure that individuals that sat in Congress had America's interests as their greatest concern. And at the congressional level, the Americans that they actually represented in their districts, in their congressional districts. Go ahead, AG. It's just so important, because that is the American Republic for which we stand.
Right. And John Jay, he's a founding father. He's not mentioned a whole lot, but he wrote extensively, Federalist Papers number 2 through 5. He was concerned about foreign influence. He wrote a letter that I'm going to read, just a brief statement, on the Thursday, if the judge will allow me to
enter that into record.
I don't know for how long.
Right, to enter that into record.
Well, right, I'm not an attorney, so I don't really know how this is going to go.
Well, you should be given the opportunity to make your opening statement. You're the one who is bringing the case. So the judge should say to you, you know, Mrs. Kern, you know, or Miss Kern, however he's going to address you. I don't know. Do they even do that now? Because I guess you have to tell them what your gender is, and then they'll tell you how they'll address you.
Right.
Anyway, I'm sorry. I digress. No, I don't digress. It's not really digressing. It's really more of their nonsense. It's just radicalism. It's crazy. Anyway, they're going to say to you, however they're going to address you, share with us, you know, and you're going to make your opening statement. And I think if you, just go into it, just say boom, 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 boom. And if, you know, if John Jay's thing is a part of that, you know, you're a writer, but craft that so that it flows as part of your evidence. This is part of my evidence. You know, it was identified, boom, 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 use the highlights, and then, and then rest your case. But yeah, right. your job, that's your job. I would even consider calling, Ilhan Omar. Or, you know, she should be there, but I would say I want to call her to the stand to answer some questions, because it has to do with it. But maybe this is going to be just about standing. We'll talk about more right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943. Promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest is AJ Kern. You can find her at ajkern.com, ajkern.com. And we should be getting an article, the actual article that's on her page up, having to do with this particular case. But let me, I was just talking to AJ about this, so I'm going to lay this out, and AJ, you tell me if I'm on target with this. Here's the thing, and let's be very clear. AJ's case is not about whether or not Ilhan Omar should be removed as a congressman or a congresswoman, about whether or not she won the election or should have won the election. This has nothing to do with the 2020 elections at all. Nothing to do with her current standing as a member of Congress. The question at hand and the issue at hand is, Ilhan Omar has filed documents to be listed in the Democratic primary as a candidate for the congressional seat. AJ's research indicates that Ilhan Omar's citizenship with the United States of America is questionable at best, and possibly non-existent. And as such, that would disqualify her from being on the ballot. As to any other ramifications of the case, the decision, what have you, those are not AJ's concerns or issues in this case. This is a case about the primary of 2022 and whether or not all of the candidates who have filed documents to be in that primary have a legal right, a constitutional right, to be listed on that ballot. AJ, did I misstep in any of that, or is that, am I on target with what we're talking about here?
No, you're on target. And we're at this place because Democrat ran states have figured out how they can aid the foreign born to vote and to run for office. Now, mind you, the foreign born non-citizen can run for city council, school boards, mayor. They don't, there's no law unless the state has, state legislatures have specifically addressed that and made that a requirement. They can do that at the state level. But in Minnesota, foreign-born, non-citizen, and you can be the mayor of Minneapolis if you want. But for federal races, you have to be a citizen.
Are you there? I lost you. AJ, hello? I can't hear you. All right, hang on 1 second, folks. I'm going to call. AJ, if you can hear me, I'm going to call you right back. If you can hear me. All right, I'm going to call her right back. Got to make a quick adjustment here on the phone. And there we go. And, yep, she tried to call me back, and that didn't work so good. So let me try to call her back. There we go. All right.
We lost each other.
We did. We did. We did. We did. We did. All right. I fully understand what you're saying, that that they have figured out a way and what they're doing. But so,
well, it has to do with the affidavit of candidacy. See, they've said as long as she has signed the affidavit of candidacy, she's swearing to the fact that she meets all qualifications. We're good to go. Well, that isn't good enough for me. You didn't verify that her citizenship is real, that she naturalized. So they're just saying we're going to, it's a don't ask, don't tell policy, and we're just going to take your word for it.
Okay. And so what you have done, again, what your case is about, is you have uncovered what appears to be evidence that contradicts her claim to citizenship.
Right. There's no data. There's no evidence that her father ever naturalized, and there's no evidence that she ever naturalized. We only have her word. And the fact of the matter that she changed her birth year almost 6 months into her first term of Congress, it's a red flag.
So let's walk through this real quick because we only got about a minute left. So her dad would have gone through a process and then been at one of those gatherings where foreign people then take the oath, which is very similar to the oath that I took in the United States Air Force. They take an oath of allegiance to the United States of America, and then they would receive a document, a certificate, a certification that says on this date, so-and-so became a citizen. That would be documentation that her father would have, and that would validate his citizenship. Then the second stage would be validation that of her birth date, that would mean that she would receive naturalization as a child of her father at the appropriate time. And now that we have now the birth date is in question. When exactly was she born? How old was she? And does she meet those requirements? And those are the things that the court needs to explore and the evidence that you have. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg. Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits. Everything filtered through biblical glass as well, as we normally do every Tuesday. And we missed him last week. We just want him to know that he was deeply missed, and I missed being with you there in the Hill Country on the Hill Country Patriot Radio with Matt Long and the Matt Long Show. Matt, welcome. Great to have you, my friend.
Good morning, sir. Always a pleasure to be here with you. Yeah, I missed you last week, too. Boy, it was a crazy week at the Republican Party of Texas State Convention.
Boy, I'll tell you, yeah, and the left, the leftist media is out in droves. According to them, apparently, you guys have sunk the country. It's all over now. The Texas Republicans were taken over by the radicals, and John Cornyn tried to be the guy in dressed in white and wear his white cowboy hat. I guess I don't know.
Yeah,
but that's their story, Matt. Tell us what really happened.
Okay, so there were first of all, I was on the rules committee, which meant I sat in a room full of lawyers for over 50 hours. Now, many of you out there don't know me personally, and I'm not a sit in a room full of lawyers guy. I'm actually not very much of a rules guy. And so that's why several people said that's why you're perfect for the Rules Committee. So the biggest thing changed that the Rules Committee made for the Republican Party of Texas was to separate us from the Texas Election Code. And for me to go into all the detail on that would take more time than we have. But what the Texas Republicans are attempting to do is have closed primaries in the state of Texas. We would like to have closed primaries. Now, I wasn't too sure if I was all in on that, but I'm leaning more and more towards them on sure. that. This is not a hill I'm going to die on,
right.
But they won't close primaries. And in order to do that as a party, they have to essentially stand up to the Texas legislature. And so that's what frightens a lot of people.
It seems to me that that has to do with the constitutional republic under which we live, Matt, and that, in fact, that one of the concerns that the founders had about two-party systems was that ultimately they would be laid bare and they would not really accomplish anything to represent the people, that they would become arms of the state.
Yeah. So we want to, and actually during the last session, the legislature actually attempted to pass laws that would govern how the Republican Party elected its own leadership. And they wanted to put that on a primary ballot so anybody and their cat and dog could vote on who we wanted as Republicans to lead us as a Republican Party. And so the legislature in Texas, under current, with the way things are set up currently, has the ability to run the parties, whether it be the Republican Party and or the Democrat Party, and we think that needs to change.
Yeah.
Part of the issue that comes up with, and Pastor Greg, you know this, for 20 years now, the Republicans have had control of the Texas House, the Senate, the Lieutenant Governor, and the Governor's seat, but there has been this tradition of putting Democrat chairs in important committees in the Texas House, even though the House is controlled by Republicans. You're familiar with that. You've seen that.
Well, speaking of, and I'm glad you brought that up. We didn't really talk about that last night, but that was a big deal that was in the Current that you turned me on to, by the way. But the Current wrote quite a bit about that, and Dade Fellens partnering up with the Democrats and putting them in key chair positions and partnering up with the LGBTQ gender dysphoria agenda that is victimizing the children in the schools in the state of Texas. And Dade Fellen seems to be, or Fallon, well, he's a felon. Dade Fellen.
But
he's certainly is supporting an agenda that is in line with what is warned about in the Mind Polluters, and he's aligning with Kinsey.
Yeah, he is, absolutely. He made a very feeble attempt at defending his position on that during a very small luncheon at the Hilton. You know, there were 10,000 Republicans over in the main room. Governor Abbott, who we would all consider to be the top elected, well, not consider, Governor Abbott is the top elected Republican official in the state.
Yep.
You would think, one would assume that when he would be at the top of the ticket, all the speakers that came there, we had amazing speakers that got up on the stage. Abbott wasn't even there. We think he may have been at the World Economic Forum, Pastor Greg. What do you think about that?
I think it is, more evidence of the fact that Greg Abbott has no interest or concern in actually doing what's in Texas's best interest. He has concern about what's doing in Greg Abbott's personal political career, and trying to potentially maybe warm a seat to sit somewhere in the White House. That's my thinking.
I think that'd be very interesting, because I'm pretty sure Abbott would not carry Texas. Do you think he would carry Texas if he got onto the ballot?
Man, I would hope not, but I love my fellow Texans, but I have to say that I have been somewhat puzzled by some of the decisions, like, for example, the recent victory of Pete Flores shocks me. In light of Flores's history of open border and obviously then that aids human trafficking and cartels, and creates situations like what happened in Uvalde. And yet he was elected over a man who has sat right here with me, Lieutenant Colonel mm-hmm. Raul Reyes. As a matter of fact, he and I are going to be doing some things together. And you know, a very godly man who served the country, who understands the threats, and who would have done an incredible job. But Flores is just like Abbott. They are, you know, they're rhino cover is what they are.
Yep. Yep. They're the establishment picks. You know, back to the top three Republicans in the state, and of course, we just established Abbott's the top. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick would be the number two, and the number three would be Dade Phelan, Speaker of the House. Only one of those three top Republicans in the state of Texas spoke to the Republican Party of Texas convention. Over 10,000. Now, these are the delegates, the alternates, and the guests. These are people who have been engaged. They had to be nominated at their precinct and then their county level to go on to the state convention. So these are people who are plugged in, engaged. They're the people who make the party run. And two of our top three Republicans in the state didn't even want to come talk to him. And then when John Cornyn showed up, man, was that a party or whatever? I'm sure everybody by now has already heard all the booing. But what the thing that maybe you haven't heard about that is Cornyn, after he left the stage, said when asked about the booing, he said something to the effect of that he would not he would never give in to a mob. He would never give in to a mob. And that got tweeted out.
Thank you for saying that, because that is the attitude of them. And, you know, Patrick and Abbott both know that the people who are paying attention, which is the 10,000 people that were in that room and the probably roughly, I don't know, however many million it was that actually, you know, participated in voting and electing and getting those people there. Okay. It's several million. Those are the individuals that know what's really happening in the state of Texas, and they know that we are on the verge of going blue. And they know that even though we have been red for 20 years, we have really been purple because the legislature has not done anything that we have sent them there to do, which is the reason why many have quit. The idea of voting is they just don't, because what's the point in their thought process? And that is what they want. That is what they want.
Yep. The other final to close out in our last minute and a half here, the Republican Party of Texas signed a resolution basically standing up to, oh, I call it the big lie resolution. You know, we're all being, those of us who say we think that last election was rigged, we're being told that's the big lie. Well, the Republican Party of Texas passed a resolution saying we do not believe that this president was legitimately elected. And so that was quite a surprise that they actually came out and passed a resolution saying, due to all the fraud we saw, and all the evidence we have so far of the four or five states where the ballot packing was done, that's proof enough to the Republican Party of Texas that was not a legitimate election. That's a big statement.
Well, and that is coupled with the fact that as you and I have sat in a number of grassroots meetings, that there are many in the grassroots who understand that is exactly what they've attempted to do here in Texas as well. And there have been those that have been arrested for ballot harvesting right here in Texas. So we know not only is it circumstantial of what we're seeing and a lot of preponderance of evidence, but we have borne witness to it right here in the state of Texas. Matt, God bless you. God bless the hill country of Texas. Keep fighting the good fight, folks. I'll be back with more. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy? the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on, there's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and supported us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Okay, let's see. I want to let you know that for those of you, again, that are watching on TECN TV, those of you that are listening right now, you can join me tonight on TECN TV at 8 o'clock Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. I'll be guest hosting for Kenneth McClinton, who is the founder of TECNTV.com. And I want to thank those of you that are watching and sharing our video with all of your friends. You have made Chosen Generation Radio the number one program on TECNTV.com. Lots of great programming. It's the reason why, by the way, if you go to ChosenGenerationRadio.com, you will find that the player, which is the player for TECNTV.com, is up at the website. And there it is, right there. You can see me. So you can go to the website right here, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and join me live each and every day, Monday through Friday. While you're there, consider supporting our sponsors, Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative mobile phone company. You can click on that link. Also encourage you to click on Green Fuel Tabs. That's Green Fuel Tabs. If you are tired of just crazy gouging prices at the pump, I use this stuff and it really works. We are we've increased our gas mileage by almost 20% better. And the tablets are $50 a month, treats 200 gallons. So encourage you to check that out. In addition to that, please support our friends at State Air. If you are in, well, pretty much anywhere from the hill country of Texas all the way down to the coast, State Air is happy to serve you. And we encourage you to get over to State Air for your air conditioning needs. We're in the heat of it right now here in Texas, but you may be running into some issues, and if you are, they're the ones to help you. Simply Clean Foods, we are an affiliate still with Simply Clean Foods, although they're not doing advertising, but and you have to use this link in order for us to get any credit. So if you don't use Simply Clean Foods link at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, then we get no credit for it. So please use that link when you place your order, and place your order online using that link. And if you end up being in a situation where you have to call them, then, you know, remember to go back and use the link. Below that, you'll find the CGR wellness link. And if you're not using their products, I really encourage you to do that. I'm telling you, the products there have truly improved my health situation. And I'm going to be talking, we're going to be having in July a health week in the first portion. Let me see if I can find that. So we will be having that in our first hour in July, and it is the week of the 25th of July. Tim Schaaf will be with me. CGR Wellness Health Week. And that'll be from the 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, and 29th. And we're gonna be starting earlier too. We're gonna be starting at 8 a.m. We'll be going from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, starting on the 4th of July. Some changes taking place with regards to that, some good stuff. But Tim will be with me, and we'll be doing a whole week talking to you about the different health benefits and health products and how you can benefit. But, man, get over and get signed up there. And then, of course, if you're not signed up in AMAC, sign up there as well. Use that link. And, again, all of this helps to support our efforts here at Chosen Generation Radio to bring you stories like the one that we brought you. Look on the news and see if anybody out there is covering this hearing that's coming up to determine the standing of Ilhan Omar. And I know people say, oh, now that's a bunch of good. It's not. Look, this isn't about conspiracies. This is about the citizens of the United States of America, we the people, being engaged and involved in what's happening in our country. The only way we take this country back, the only way that we make sure that there is equality for everyone, not equity, but equality, the only way that we make sure that our constitutional republic is healthy and is working, the only way that the Bill of Rights actually works is for the people to be engaged in and be involved. And if we just lay down or get frustrated or throw up our hands and think, well, you know, it's all over. I heard somebody the other day and they said, well, you know, I just can't wait till Jesus comes back and we get raptured out of here. Wow. Here's the problem. The problem is that Jesus says that he's coming for a bride that is unblemished. Now, who unblemishes us? Well, Jesus Christ does. I want to present myself before you, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you. We take on the righteousness of Christ when we repent and when we crucify the old man and come out on the other side of the cross as a new creation. But when we are compromised, when we are continually taking on things that are very clearly scripturally written, that are identified as sin, that are identified as evil, and when we begin to embrace those things, because we are basically saying that Jesus' sacrifice is not enough, read Hebrews. Read the book of Hebrews. That was the problem that the Jews, the Christians, because all of the Christians in Jesus' day were Jews. That's where it began. Well, no, you say, Pastor, but they rejected him. There was rejection amongst the leadership, which was the plan that Paul talks about where we are grafted in. But the 5,000 who received Christ when Peter preached, the thousands that Jesus preached to, these were all Jews who converted to Christianity. And what they did was, is it wasn't converting to Christianity, it was saying, hey, this is the Messiah. We believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, and we are following the Messiah. We believe the prophecy's been fulfilled, and Christ is the Messiah. They weren't turning from Judaism. I'll be back with hour two.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.